Yes, hi. Is this Eileen Petta?
Yes.
Hi, Eileen. This is Shira from Family First Care LLC.
Yes.
I just wanted to reach back out and see if you're still interested in getting the waiver services.
For what, hon?
I'm sorry?
For what? Waiver services for what?
Yeah, so you could have a caregiver be...
Yes.
So I've been trying to reach you for a very long time. I mean...
You got to call me on my... I got to give you my other phone number. This one's really bad. I'm so sorry.
That's fine. I just didn't want to discharge your case before. I was going to discharge it. I didn't want to do that before just talking to you first because we went through so much to get you where you were, you know?
Yeah. How far am I into it?
Well, I'm trying to pull up your case right now, so I'm going to see where you're holding with all of that. Just bear with me, okay?
Okay, and I'll give you my new phone number.
That's great. What would that be?
267.
Okay.
779.
All right.
1729.
And this is your number?
Yes.
Okay.
This happened to just go through today. You're lucky I got you today.
I'm so happy. Okay. Just bear with me.
Take your time.
Alrighty. You have PA Health and Wellness, Community Health Choices. Okay. So, yeah, I would want to call into the broker's office and see what else it is that you need to continue. Okay?
Okay.
Hold tight while I get them connected.
All right.
Case. I have my participant on the line with me.
Okay.
Hi. Yes. And this is just to let you all know, you know, before we look up the case for me to better assist you, that we wouldn't be able to discuss any of the applicant's information unless given written or verbal approval. So I guess if I could just ask the applicant if you could just tell me your first and last name to pull up the case.
Eileen Petta.
Okay. And how do you spell your last name?
P as in Paul, E as in Edward, P as in Tom, P as in Tom, A as in Apple.
Okay. And can you just verify your date of birth?
July 17, 1959.
Okay. And then just verify your address, please.
4300 Higbee Street. Philadelphia, PA, 19135.
Okay. Thank you for verifying. But also, do you give approval for me to talk with the representative?
Yes.
That's on this call with you about your information?
Yes, I do.
All right. So thank you for that. So for the representative, can you tell me your name, too, please?
My name is Shira W.
And can you spell your last name also?
So it's D-E-L-L.
I'm sorry, spell your first name for me.
Oh, it's S-H-I-R-A.
Okay. And then, what's your affiliation to the applicant?
Well, she is, I'm just her coordinator.
Okay. All right. I would thank you all for going over questions for verification now. But also, what is it I could do for you? We just want to get at the status update on the case?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see. All right. So while I check the status, can I place you both on hold just for a few moments?
Sure.
Okay. Sure. Just
I don't even know how far we have gone into it. Okay, thank you for holding. So I did look and saw, looked at the case, and I was checking to see where we're at with the enrollment process. So it does show that the applicant did complete their intake assessment on the 5th of November, and then I did see the functional eligibility determination was turned in from the Office of Aging Department.
Uh-huh.
Just trying to figure out exactly where we're at this point, so give me just another moment.
Okay.
Okay, it looks like it was closed for failure to provide financial documents to the county assistance office.
Uh-huh, and can we still send that in?
Yes, that's correct. You can still send it. And then also then, for us to reopen the case, we would need to schedule a reassessment, and that's just a phone call that we would schedule. It's not like to start over, but it's just a 20-minute phone call where the applicant will complete a medical assistance application update over the phone. So I would just have to check our calendar, and I could tell you when we could have someone contact you.
Okay, so how about we go ahead and get that scheduled?
Okay, I'm just going to be a moment as I look through our calendar.
Okay.
Excuse me. Thanks for holding. So I shouldn't be too much longer. Just still looking. All right, so for the first date we can schedule, it looks like it's going to be next Wednesday. Next Wednesday we have available. It'll be between, what is this, between 12:30 and 1 o'clock, and that is the 18th of February.
Eileen, does that work for you?
Is that a all right time?
Eileen. Hello? Eileen? Eileen, are you on the line with us, dear?
Are you there?
Yes, Eileen, I think you had us on mute there for a second.
No, it went off the screen. I tell you, this phone's broke. That's why you gotta call me on my new phone from now on.
Okay, all right. So he
I
could
didn't
talk
have
to.
you on mute. The phone wasn't even near me.
Wow. All right. So does he want to know if he could schedule that assessment? Sir, do you want to continue?
Sure, fine, no problem.
Okay, so that'll be the 18th of February between 12:30 and 1 when they'll call you. Okay.
No, wait,
Okay.
did you confirm that it was okay that date?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so that's for next Wednesday, sir, on the 11th?
The
Oh, no,
11th
this
or
is the 18th.
Oh,
It's the
wow.
18th of February.
Is there anything sooner?
I didn't see anything sooner. No, I was definitely checking for that, but I didn't see anything that
Okay.
was sooner. The name of the person is going to be Tanya Johnson. That's the case manager that'll call to complete the assessment.
Okay.
Okay, so now also the name, I mean, excuse me, the phone number that we have listed to reach you looks like it's 267-314-9135.
No, that's not
It's
good.
not. Okay, what's the best phone number to reach you?
267-779-1729.
Okay, I'm going to have to update that because I thought we would have had it on file, but I guess not. So let me just take a moment
That's
here.
why it took us so long to
All right.
get in contact with me.
Okay, I'm sorry. Repeat it one more time for me, please.
She had a hard time getting contact with me because this phone is not working good.
Okay. Well, repeat your new number that you just went over so I could type it in, please.
Hold on. 267. Seven seven nine. 1729.
Okay. And that's your cell phone or home phone?
My cell phone.
Okay. Do you want us to send out your text message status updates to this phone?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so we have it updated, so we'll be calling your phone number that you just provided at 267-779-1729.
Yes.
Okay. So that should take care of this part of it, and then anything else is just documentation related, so you would send your financial information to the county assistance office, and they'll finish reviewing your case for financial eligibility.
All right.
Yep. And then anything else I can assist with or questions?
Eileen, is there anything else? Bear with me, sir. I think her phone is giving it to her some issues.
Okay. Yep. If, I guess you didn't have any other questions. Would you want to take a survey once this call is complete?
No, I think we're all good. Thank you so much for your assistance. Sir, just give me 1 second before you decide to go with us. I just want to make sure she doesn't have any questions herself.
Oh, no problem. I'll hold for you.
All right. Eileen?
Hello?
Yes, Eileen. Any more questions on your end?
No, I'm fine.
All right.
Okay. All right. Well, I just want to thank you all for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. You all have a great day as well.
You too.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Eileen?
Yes.
I'm going to try and give you a call back tomorrow to continue, okay?
All right. Now, what do I need?
Okay. So, I want you to get your bank statements, June, January, and June statements. Can you get that?
I don't have them. I don't have bank statements.
Do you have a bank account?
Yes.
All right. So, you have to call into your bank, and you have to request them from your bank.
The last, what, 3 months?
No. So, do you have Social Security?
Yes.
Do you have your award letter?
I think so, but it might be old.
Okay, I need you to find your award letter. It's okay if it's old.
And then I have it right here.
Amazing. So, keep hold on to that. And then I need from you, Eileen, is for the doctor for you to call into your bank account, okay? Did you use
my doctor?
Your bank account. I need you to call into your bank.
Okay.
Okay, I need you to call into your bank account. Okay.
Okay.
Call into your bank account, and I need you to ask them for your bank statements from 2020, 2021, okay, and 2022. Now, you don't need all 12 months, Eileen. You just need January and June statements for all 3 years.
Okay. The last 3 years, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm trying to look for things while I'm talking to you.
Okay.
Okay.
Call me when you're ready.
Go ahead.
Well,
I'm ready.
No, I mean, you just have to call into your bank.
Okay.
And what are you requesting from them, Eileen?
For the last 3 years of pay bank statement.
Eileen, you should write this down. Do you have a pen and paper?
Yeah, I'm writing it down. The last 3 years of bank statements.
But it's not the last 3 years. It's 2020, 2021, and 2022.
21, 22, and 23, 3 years.
No, it's 2020, 2021, 2022.
All right, hold on. Let me get it. Write it down. 20, 21, 22, and 23.
2020, 2021, and 2022, not 2023.
Okay.
So again, what is it that you're requesting?
For 2020, 21, and 22 bank statements.
Which month?
All 12 months.
No. No, Eileen. Again, let me give you the information to you again. You need 2020, 2021, and 2022, just January and June statements.
That hold on. From when?
From January and from just January statements and just June statements.
January and June, just the two?
Yes. For
okay.
Each year. So 2 times 3 is just 6 statements you need, okay?
Okay. You got me confused, okay.
So now do you understand?
Yes.
Okay.
I need 6 statements. 2 from 2020 to June and January. January 21, June and January. 22, June and January.
Good job. Good job. All right. Now, what you're going to need to do next is request the statements from 2023 to present. All statements. That means every month.
All right. Hold on. 23 till now.
Correct.
All.
Okay.
Okay.
Got it?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. I'll touch base with you again tomorrow. Actually, I'll touch base with you again on Wednesday, and you'll let me know where you're upholding.
Yeah, till Wednesday.
Is that a good idea?
Yeah.
All righty then. So have a good day, Eileen. Do you have any questions for me before I go?
No.
All right. Take care then. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.